97.9, the Kiel Aaron Keck here with you in the studio, joined by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending in the world. Victor, I have stolen your trend segment 2 days in a row now, and I promise you I will not do it today.
Please just let me talk.
What is trending?
All right.
Was trending 3 days ago that you've been trying to talk about?
3 days ago? I try and keep crime mostly off the trend segment just because it's a little boring. It's a little by the numbers to just talk about wild and wacky crime stories. But it is worth mentioning that an entire monastery in Thailand has pretty much been closed because every single monk tested positive for methamphetamine.
Whoa.
I thought that was a pretty interesting story that we should at least kind of bring up. Lots of people are riffing about it, talking a lot about what the monks were even doing while high on meth in the monastery. But there's not a lot of detail outside of just that report. There is a big ongoing investigation in Thailand for major transit points for meth, and apparently this monastery was one of the stops. And the police just rolled up to the monastery and said, "Hello, good afternoon, everyone, please do a drug test now." And everyone was on meth, and then they took them all to jail, and now the monastery is empty, which is just a wild story to see on the internet in general.
Do you have to read them their right to remain silent if they have already taken the vow?
Oh, wow. You have the right to, you will remain silent. All right, let's just move on.
So this isn't even like, oh, I ate a poppy seed muffin and now I've tested positive for heroin. These dudes straight up tested positive
straight
for meth,
up.
Huh?
And everybody, including the abbot, which is causing an issue in the town because the town supports the monastery as both like cultural and religious significance.
Right.
So having no
monks
in the monastery, meth-addled or otherwise, is actually creating a bit of a problem because people are lacking a critical ritual component to their daily life.
Right.
Which is crazy. Let's move on to our ritual components. We're on trends. We have to talk about Florida at least once a month, or we lose our funding for the segment. So let's talk about Florida. Out on Interstate 95.
Thank you very much to the Georgia Tourist Board, by the way.
Yeah, much appreciated. Yes. Made in Georgia. A Florida dude was driving over 100 miles per hour on the freeway, and some cops pulled him over, and at some point he wrested himself free and just froggered across the interstate. Which, if you're trying to run away from the police, I guess crossing like 8 lanes of traffic is a good way to do that.
Yeah.
He got out, he ran across a swamp, really doing some pro, like, cop evasion moves. He found a person, treated them like his own personal Uber, just sort of said, "Hey man, what's going on? I'm running from the cops, I was speeding, can you just give me a ride? I'll give you like $100. And the guy was like, "Sure."
Sure.
And drove him straight
this
to the
Florida.
He drove him straight to the police
station.
Yeah, which I think is kind of a funny thing. It's I would be disappointed if I was the guy running from the police. "Man, I trusted you. How could you do this to me? We were the best of friends. I just met you 2 minutes ago, and you do this to me? Unbelievable."
On the day of my daughter's wedding.
But yeah, I thought that those two crime stories would be fun to talk about. I imagine we're about out of time on trends.
We have a minute.
We have a minute?
Yeah.
Well, I can't burn that story right now. Oh, yeah, I can do this one. I can talk about a top French court officially ruling that companies cannot fire employees on the grounds that they are not fun enough. It was a suit. Yeah, it was a really cool suit specifically focused on a tech startup attempting to foster a like fun and professional party culture. And that involved a lot of mandatory happy hours, lots of team-building work events focused on drinking and partying and whatnot. And
this
one
sounds
guy,
insufferable, depending on who your coworkers
really does.
Are. Yeah.
His full name has not been released, but he goes by Mr. T, which I think is very funny, just from a couple different standpoints.
That sounds great.
And Mr. T was let go for refusing to partake in those activities, and I think he was probably just waiting for the lawsuit. He saw that this partying was going to happen. He adamantly said, "No, I'm not a partier. I don't want to do that." And then they fired him, and then he sued them for a whole bunch of money, and it ruled in his favor. I think that's pretty neat.
For the poor fool who thinks that you can have a business that is fun just by doing all of this fun stuff and pigeonholing people into that category, I feel nothing but pity.
I do. I pity Cubic Partners, LLC.
Cubic Partners, LLC, that's the name of it?
It is.
How can such a The company has, like, the squarest literal name.
It does, but it's run by a bunch of frat boys. We can get more into the actual stuff. It was very, like, fraternity house hazing. God. They gave everybody dumb nicknames, and they made, like, weird Photoshops of you and put it around the office. There's lots of dumb stuff that Mr. T just simply didn't have time for. He was trying to work.
Look, I'm wearing 7 pieces of flair, Bob.
That's really what it boils down to, though, right? I have enough flair. I feel personally expressed. I don't want to come drink with you guys. Goodbye.